With more than half of the nation's school districts experiencing teacher shortages, many teachers, parents, and institutions are left to wonder why this is happening. Today, I will be profiling my mother, Heather Hankus, a San Diego-based art teacher working at Mission Bay High School. Starting her career in 2000, Hankus has been an art teacher now for 23 years. Today, Hankus will be speaking about her personal experience as a teacher, talking about the evolution of her career and navigating through the pandemic. Most importantly, though, she speaks about how the teacher shortage is affecting her school campus, and what the future of teaching will look like, and how school districts can best support their teachers. Why did you choose to become an art teacher?
Actually, I didn't. The profession found me. I was in graduate school getting my MFA in printmaking, and I was awarded a Fel Hoskins Award and a teaching assistantship, which I taught drawing, like basic drawing 101. And the professors were like, document, your student work, et cetera. And by the end of that experience, I realized that I taught these people how to draw. And so I didn't really choose it. The profession chose me.
What is your experience as an art teacher?
Day to day, I mean, I feel like when you're a beginning teacher, it's really a scramble to stay ahead and figure out what you're doing and getting into setting procedures for the students and making it flow. But now I've been teaching for 23 years and I've gotten it down to a science as far as like planning and running classroom maintenance, like how to pass out materials. So all of that is now like second nature for me. Different things are always changing. For example, the pandemic presented itself with a whole different mode of teaching. So the cool thing about my job is you are always changing and learning new things.
Spoke about the pandemic. How does your current career compare to when you started?
Well, technology plays a really strong role now. I mean, when I first started, we had like an overhead projector with transparencies. So times have changed quite a bit, particularly after the pandemic. I mean, we were already implementing technology in the classroom because you're always going with the flow. We had Promethean boards and things like that for presentation stations. However, the pandemic really pushed me to up my game. I started using an online platform. Obviously, we had to quickly switch on a dime. I learned to make YouTube videos. I had to learn like right away. There was no curve time. You just had to be in the moment doing it.
What is the most rewarding part of your job?
Actually, it's the enduring relationships that I form over time with students. And then beyond, actually, their experience. That is the most rewarding part of being a teacher, is watching kids grow and then seeing how their life takes shape beyond high school.
What would you say is your struggle as a teacher?
Education has become very politicized. I just feel that the district and the school system could be run a little bit more efficiently, and that it gets so bogged down in the bureaucracy of everything. It takes away from the classroom experience, because that's really the most important part, is what I do every day, not the meetings, not the IEP meetings, although those are important and we must all participate. I think that there's a way to kind of streamline it and make it more efficient.
Well, why do you think that there is a teacher shortage?
There's a variety of things that are contributing to that. I think one, the value that is education, like if you're a school teacher, I don't think society values it. For one, it's not financially, you're not going to make a bunch of money. It's not rewarded in that way. And in fact, that some teachers can't even reside in their local areas where they teach. They commute, they live further out, et cetera. So I think that that is a big problem. I think the bureaucracy, which I was talking about, it takes away from the actual teaching, which is like the part that we love to do. There's so many other things that are now put on an educator's plate you know, the stress, we're talking school shootings, we're talking like discipline, we're talking. So there's a lot of things that go on at school in the school day that also contribute, and that teachers get burnt out. There's not enough support for teachers. There's just not enough time in the day. And I think any way that they can lighten the load, which is not the trend. The trend is adding more. There's always more being put onto your role as a teacher, to where you're just overloaded and you're not necessarily compensated for that, and or not necessarily, you know, thanked or rewarded, even if it's not monetarily acknowledged about that hard work that you're actually putting in on a day-to-day basis.
So how has the teacher shortage affected your campus?
My campus right now, we're staffed at our current staffing levels. We are short paraeducators. And again, I think it goes back to what they're willing to pay a paraeducator and what that paraeducator is responsible for. I don't think that they feel that it's, quote, worth it for what they have to put up with.
So what is a paraeducator?
Paraeducators are hired to assist in classrooms with special education students, students that have IEPs or 504 plans, and in classes where there's a co-teacher, it gives another body. They might have like a handful of students that are considered their students. That's why they're in the room, but to really assist with those students in the general population.
What do you think the future holds for teaching careers?
You know, unless there starts to be some significant changes in the way teachers are valued, the position is valued, I see that there is not going to be a lot of people going into the education profession, which is unfortunate because our kids need to be taught. That's the future of our society. And so we have to strengthen that and create the importance and say, no, this is valued. This is important. And then also to be contributing to the supports for teachers so that they can do the job of being a teacher in the classroom without all these other external things that detract constantly from them being able to focus on that one main part, which is the most important part.
How best can school districts support their teachers?
I mean, I think time is a factor. Taking certain kind of responsibilities that, you know, checking your meeting times, like, you know, making sure that you respect teachers' time as much as you want them to respect your time. I think more prep time. I think making sure they have access to all the materials in a timely fashion and trying to cut through the bureaucracy. But we're talking about a huge system that really needs to take a good look at itself. It has a lot of top-down kind of management, as opposed to asking the people who are on the floor, you know, doing the work, kind of having us as contributors. There's decisions being made top down by people who really haven't even been in a classroom and are so out of touch, yet they're making calls on different things, like how the school day, when it's going to start and stop. When are we going to start in the beginning of the year? When are we going to end in the summer? So a lot of decisions where they think they're analyzing data, which data can come from a wide variety of sources, and making decisions like that, it shouldn't be top-down management. There should be more input from, you know, the stakeholders, which like students, like teachers, like parents who are on the front lines in it, not someone in an office that is, you know, they don't even know what's actually going on in the front line.
This is Kaya with KSQD signing off.